Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Continue my discussion about Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, and verses 12 through 15. Just 8 verses, but I would encourage you to check those out. And what we talked about yesterday was about looking above, looking to God on what He has to say about where we should have our hearts and our minds, and looking towards Him and not focusing on earthly things. And I want to encourage you, if you missed yesterday's program, go to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can listen to that. It's only 14 minutes long. But even if you missed it, you can still, I'm going to catch up here in quickly so you can not be too far behind. But we just talked about yesterday about setting our mind on things above, not on earthly things, which is talked about in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. And then we talked about Romans 12, verse 2, about being renewed and our minds transformed every day by spending some time with God and asking Him to guard our thoughts. Then we skip down to chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. And we read those yesterday. It said, since God chose you to be holy people that God loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace and always be thankful. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. And one point that I shared from yesterday's program on that was, you know, what does that look like when we're setting my mind on things above? Well, the first thing is just starting in the morning with the attitude you put on. And so that kind of includes yesterday's program. So I hope you'll go back and listen to it on hopeishere.today. Hopeishere.today. But the second thing that comes to me from this passage here out of verse 13 in Colossians chapter 3 is, man, if we're going to set our mind on things above, about things that are God-honoring and not just on earthly things, we do not need to be so easily offended. Do not be so easily offended. The fact of the matter is we live in a culture, as you know, that people get offended so easy. And I want to challenge and encourage you, if you're a follower of Jesus, man, not to get offended so easily. In verse 13 of chapter 3, it says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And, you know, I heard somebody say to me, you know, Greg, be careful what measuring stick you use, because that same measuring stick will be used against you. And it really stung me, and I thought, man, that is so true. And it's also biblically based, that quote. And so, friends, we have to learn to forgive. I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody has lied to you repeatedly, borrowed money if you've not paid it back, it doesn't mean you need to trust them. You sure don't need to let them borrow money anymore. So it doesn't mean that you're a walkover, but it means that you forgive and you don't get offended, so you don't let bitterness set up in your heart, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to get offended, and then when you do that, you become angry, and you let it steal your joy, and just mentally and emotionally it drains you. And I tell you, if you want to read a great book, people say, man, what are... I love to read, read a lot of books over my 54 years of life. One of my top 10 books to read, I shared one in yesterday's program, Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. Another one in that top 10 list is Bait of Satan by John Bevere. Bait of Satan by John Bevere. And he's talking about that bait, just like you bait an animal to get in a trap, or you're trying to fish, get a certain type of worm to, you know, fish bait, tackle to catch a fish. Well, Satan loves to get followers of Jesus offended, anybody, but especially followers of Jesus. He knows what buttons to push. And that's why spending time in God's Word and reading Colossians chapter 3 and all these powerful verses that remind us to set our hearts and our minds on things above and not on earthly things, so that when Jesus comes back and appears, that we will also appear with him in glory. Isn't that powerful to know that? Man, I love it when I go even the high school games and you see kids run out through this helmet and there's dry smoke. You know, they run through a big smoke screen, and I know how thrilling that is. And I just kind of think, man, it's going to be 10 million times better than that when we enter heaven someday. And that's just a small, small glimpse of what it would be like and being with God in all its glory. But, man, we need to be setting a good example for people and just learn not to be so offended. Or as my dad used to say, Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. A third thing that helps us on setting our mind on things above is always being thankful. I got that from verse 15 in chapter 3 of Colossians. It says, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. And friends, there's always something to be thankful for. Always. And having an attitude of gratitude, I know that's kind of a worn out cliche, but it's so true. When you have an attitude of gratitude, your life's just better. And you've always got something to be thankful for. If you've got clean water to drink, there is millions of people in this world that would be so thankful just to have clean water to drink. If you've got some food to eat, if you've got a car you can drive, if you've got a bed and a pillow and you've got clothes, and if you can walk, and then you're very, very blessed. And yet the enemy loves to get us thinking about what we don't have compared to other people. And man, that's hard in America because we've been so blessed here in the United States. But you know that research has shown that when you have an attitude of gratitude, that you're very thankful all the time, that it's better for your heart, it's better for your emotional and your mental health. And they've shown research that shows that your blood pressure is not as high. It can reduce blood pressure. When you're a person that's grateful and say things that you're thankful for numerous times throughout the day. And in fact, something I started doing this month in September is when I journal, writing three things I'm thankful for that day. And a lot of times it's people, just a certain friend. Obviously, you go through family members, you know, shelter, food, transportation, health, opportunities to do like Hope Is Here. I mean, the list is endless. And just being thankful. I had this great opportunity recently. My brother's the new head basketball coach at Northern Kentucky University. And he was asked to throw out the first pitch before a Cincinnati Reds game. And so he invited me to come up, and I got to go out with him and his son and wife and the Northern Kentucky University basketball team and the president of NKU, and got to walk out on the field 30 minutes before the game. And I'm more a basketball and football fan now, but growing up, nobody was a bigger Cincinnati Reds fan than me. I mean, I had scrapbooks that I made of them, cutting out of newspaper articles and magazine articles in 1975 and 1976 when they won back-to-back World Series and were known as the Big Red Machine. And just for a moment, as I stood and I kind of just paused and pondered and just thought, Lord, thank you. I never dreamed that I'd get a chance to step on a Major League Baseball field and hang out for about 30 to 45 minutes. It was a beautiful day, and I just was like, thank you, God. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And then I went up and got a Big Red Smoky hot dog there that they have that I used to get from the time I was 12 and go every year. And it just was one of those things. I was just like, Lord, thank you so much that I got to do this. And, you know, that's been over a week now, and I'm still just thinking about it and so thankful for it. And I just want to encourage you today to be thankful and thank God for the many blessings in your life. Well, let's talk about what keeps us from honoring God with our lives. There's three simple things that come to mind. The first one is pride. And, man, we all struggle with it. I know I do. What's the middle letter in pride? I, me, and reminder, John chapter 3, verse 30, that Jesus, when John the Baptist asked about Jesus, whether people should follow him, John the Baptist, or Jesus, I love the humility. John the Baptist said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And friends, that's something that ought to be kind of our motto, our mantra every day. Jesus, you must increase in my life and I must decrease. A second thing is what keeps us from honoring God with our lives and looking at things above is when we try to control every aspect of our lives. And friends, I'm one of those people, I'm guilty of doing that at times. But God, just, I heard this speaker one time share that he went to a conference and on the Saturday, they'd been there Friday night, and the Saturday morning was supposed to kick off again at 8:30. And when they went to walk in, he noticed that the banner the night before said, "Let God." But when they came in on Saturday morning, it said, "Let go." And so the person that was the chairman of the event of the conference, you know, during the welcome time, just said, "You might have noticed that we were missing a letter on our banner out front as you walked in today." And, you know, few people had noticed. Some, of course, were oblivious, but he said, "I don't know what happened last night. I guess the wind blew off the D and we've looked everywhere and we can't find it. But yesterday the theme was let go and let God. Well, today it's just let go." And friends, I just think that's a word for somebody listening today. That you just need to let go whatever that burden is that's so heavy and just say, "God, this is so much bigger than me, and I'm just going to give this to you and trust that you're going to make good out of it." Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And he has a purpose for all of us. But maybe your purpose is being held back because you're trying to control some area of your life. So I want to encourage you today just to let go of whatever that is that's keeping you from honoring God because you're trying to control a situation. And the third thing and final thing that keeps us from honoring God with our lives, trying to do it in our own strength. You know, I want to remind you that we were reading there in Colossians chapter 3 earlier that we did not become a new creation on our own. We are transformed because of what Jesus did on the cross, and we can now be transformed every day by asking the Holy Spirit to guide and direct our one and only lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here." And friends, maybe some of you, that verse, you need to read that every morning. I've got it up. I bought a mural I found at a bookstore I bought several years ago. It was actually on the 75% off rack because something that you'd hang it off, one of the pieces on the back was broken. But man, I just set it on my mantle at home over my fireplace. And I see that every morning when I walk out the door to go to meetings and work or church or wherever it is. And it just reminds me, Greg, today's a new day and you're a new creation. The old is gone. The new is here. So I want to close with this today, helping you look above with your one and only life. It's a verse from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And it says this: "To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God while looking above." Now, I added that last little part, while looking above. But man, if you'll look above just to the sky, just as an act of submission throughout the day, and maybe read this verse out loud: "Lord, today I just want to act justly. I want to love mercy and I want to walk humbly with you." Wouldn't that just be a beautiful way to live? One of my favorite communicators, Mike Bro, had that on a wristband and wore that and just said it was a reminder every day that he needed to, as a follower of Jesus, to just act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God. And friends, let's make that all of our goal today and throughout the rest of this week, to just act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. That's in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Need help selling your home? Or are you looking to buy your dream home? Let Diana Fields and her team with the Millennium Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass Realty help you. Serving Central Kentucky in real estate and property management for 21 years, Diana Fields and the Millennium team have the experience to help you with one of life's biggest decisions in buying or selling a home. Contact Diana Fields today at 859-621-0604 or online at millenniumlex.com. That's millenniumlex.com.